Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Faith That Functions with Pastor Gordon Naumann.
Hello and welcome to Lutheran Radio UK, your healthy digital radio addiction, where we have for you now another episode of the series Faith That Functions with me, Pastor Gordon Naumann. This week we're looking at Luke chapter 20, verses 9 to 20, and how, though some of the dreams we may have for this life become shattered, the one dream that counts, God ensures, is fulfilled for us. So from the English Standard Version, our text reads, "And he began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and let it out to tenants and went into another country for a long while. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants so that they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent another servant. But they also beat and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet a third. This one also they wounded and cast out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, 'What shall I do? I'll send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him.' But when the tenants saw him, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Let us kill him so that the inheritance will be ours.' And they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He'll come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others.' And when they heard this, they said, 'Surely not.' But he looked directly at them and said, 'What then is this that is written? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush them.' The scribes and chief priests sought to lay hands on him that very hour, for they perceived that he had told this parable against them. But they feared the people, so they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be sincere, that they might catch him in something he said, so as to deliver him up to the authority and jurisdiction of the governor." Young children can have big dreams. I want to play for Cardiff City. I'm going to swim in the Olympics. I'm going to be a fireman when I grow up. I'm going to be the second woman prime minister. Okay, so these dreams often don't materialize. Life goes differently than we'd planned. Gifts and abilities don't match up with desires. At some point, the dreams kids have get shattered, and we know all about that, for we were children once. And the parable of the vineyard also reminds us that the dream envisioned is not always the dream fulfilled. But the good news is that, fortunately, though most of our dreams become shattered, God gives us something new for which to dream. And even better, the fulfillment of this dream will not depend on us retrieving it. So, like the tenants in the parable, we may have our own dream. Unfortunately, the tenants had quite the selfish dream. But let's not pretend ours aren't selfish dreams a lot of the time. Essentially, they wanted to keep the fruit to themselves and pretend they were the owners of the vineyard. They had deluded themselves into thinking they had a comfortable arrangement, for their employment was solid enough. It seemed as if their future was secure. Indeed, the real owner had provided everything they needed. He'd graciously set everything up for them. But clearly, their dream was not the same as the owner's. Oh, that's right. Lest we forget that the owner has a dream too. His dream was to come when he wished and have his share too. He would send his servants to gather it for him, and he would even send his son. And essentially, this is what happens when our dreams clash with God's dream. We dream our big dreams, and we want the inheritance of the sons of God. And so the parable reveals to us how this really is achieved, and that we should never be so foolish as to think that the Father and the Son will not be a part of this dream. And it truly is a dream, not because it isn't reality, but because it is far better than we could ever imagine. The true irony is, of course, that because they do kill Jesus, this dream really can come true for you and me. Jesus speaks this parable to those who are rejecting Christ, but for us who cling to him for dear life, even after this despicable act, we will truly inherit the vineyard. Through repentance and forgiveness, the kingdom of God is ours. And whenever we get into our own head to start another dream, God will occasionally bring us back to reality and perhaps shatter our dream like he did for the tenants. but hopefully, by the grace of God, it will not end in our destruction. For make no mistake, this is the correct reading of the text. The Master came not just to shatter their dreams, but to destroy those servants, verses 15 to 18. May it never be, therefore, that our dreams are so far from the Lord's that the very stone which needs to shatter them also crushes those toward whom it is thrust. For certainly some of our dreams are just that, ridiculous feats of personal ambition. Some dreams are just not healthy for us, and we will not be allowed to have our own way if we insist on being children of God, for we are disciplined by God for being His children. And so if we persist in our own way, it will mean disinheritance, no vineyard, no future. In Jesus' day, it was the Jews who were putting their dream before God's, and God was saying that He was going to disinherit them. Just as Jesus knew the temple would be destroyed and it would be a huge blow to their pride, so must they reconsider their whole way of life, lest it fall as well. But just as nobody thought the temple could be destroyed, no one thought the comfort of their way of life could be taken away either. The Jews of Jesus' day really are the tenants. They thought they had a comfortable arrangement with the Romans, the empire God had originally put in place to discipline the Jews once upon a time, which they have clearly conveniently forgotten, content with the comforts they've been given. But we know how quickly that came to an end. And so the message was, as it is today, repent. Turn away from evil dreams which essentially turn us against God, against Jesus. Sometimes we just get it in our head to cling to our dreams and so try to seize our inheritance. But we have to realize that by doing that we are killing the Son. We need to repent and remember that Jesus died for us so that we can indeed turn back to Him, and that just as He was raised after 3 days, or just as the temple was restored, though it won't be like it was before, we shall receive the crown of everlasting life for His bleeding, His suffering, His sake. Yes, this is the reason why sometimes our temporary dreams are shattered. As we draw nearer to the cross, we realize that God has a better dream for us. No, the cross of Christ may not allow for things to be my way, or, in other words, self-centered, but it allows for them to be the right way. The cross changes the picture and forces the end of my way, the end of self-centered dreams, in order to raise us up to a holy life, a life of sacrifice, the best expression of love, a life of service, yes, a purpose-driven life, the service of the cross, God's purpose. Or is it more difficult to tell an adult, as we tell children all the time, that they cannot fulfill their dreams, especially ones that defy gravity? Some quite simply do not have enough spring in their legs, not enough speed in their stroke, not enough votes to become class president, not enough hand-eye coordination to make the team. And over time, even our own dreams are transformed as we become more aware of our own talents, and what we come up with sometimes is greater than we ever could have imagined as a child. But just because we're adults doesn't mean we can't make the same mistakes. Sometimes we just dream too high, and the gifts given to each of us need to be reanalyzed again and again. Sometimes they change to fit the needs of a society. Swimming in the Olympics becomes teaching swimming lessons at the leisure center. Wanting to be prime minister becomes addressing pressing issues of safety and fairness in your hometown. Wanting to qualify to be among the final 4 teams of the Basketball Championship League becomes finally seeing 4 daughters you've raised marry faithful Lutheran spouses and begin their own Christian families, where, soon after, 4 suddenly becomes 20. Yes, dreams are shattered all the time, even ours. But rather than being swept away, these shattered dreams are transformed and fulfilled. For instance, Jesus' death couldn't be what He or His Father dreamed when God created the human race. God didn't want for death to come from the first life He created, Adam. But though that dream had been shattered, God still managed to find a way to create life from death. And so we're pointed back to the cross, where God's plan is enacted, where God dared to dream again, the destiny of the world secured once more by the grace of Christ as He gave up His life for us on the cross. Yes, this is why He is our cornerstone, and on Him we now build our dreams. For we are a new creation in Him. We are transformed into what God has dreamed us to be, and though it seems like it is not always to our advantage here on earth, He has promised something much better than the earth altogether. He promises paradise. He promises resurrection. Our dreams simply cannot compare with that. Nothing we can experience in the here and now comes even close to this dream. So do not worry or be anxious about your dreams for this world. Even when they are shattered, God will still transform them into a life of hope in Him. And that will always be something worth dreaming about, in the name and for the sake of Jesus. Amen. You've been listening to Faith That Functions. Thanks for tuning in. The podcast of this program is also available for download from our website, lutheranradio.co.uk. My name is Pastor Gordon Naumann, and I serve St. David's Lutheran Church in Cardiff, Wales, where every Sunday we have a Lutheran study at 9:45 a.m. before the main divine service at 11. Come join us. We'd love to meet you. You can find us at stdavidcardiff.webs.com. Come even though you think your dreams for life have just been shattered, and maybe God is the cause of it. So why not find out the dream God finally wants for you in Christ Jesus? As for next week in Faith That Functions, we'll be looking at Psalm 118, verses 19 to 29. Because we've finally come to Palm Sunday, we've come to the end of Lent, and there's a new story to tell. So for now, I pray God's peace be with you, now and always.